T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. We are glad to have you again. We are broadcasting live at the Wisconsin State Fair. We're at the Goose Island Ale House next to the Budweiser Pavilion. We're across from the Cream Puff Pavilion. Down the street from the Giant Slide, we are just north of the Expo Center. If you can't find us, you're not looking. I mean, it's just that simple. Or you've been drinking since early this morning and you fell down somewhere and you have no idea where you're at. So I can understand that. Later on tonight, you've got Packers and Titans. Later on this afternoon, you have Brewers and Padres in Game 3 going for the rubber match of that series. But we are going to deviate away from sports momentarily. I've been telling you, we got kind of a cool announcement to make. So I've got Warren and Scott here, and for those that don't know, you got the Harley-Davidson 115th coming up. We have our motorcycle ride on Sunday, August 2nd, but that entire weekend is dedicated and has been for a long time now, dedicated to Harley-Davidson, dedicated to motorcycle riders of all bikes, not just Harley, but, I mean, whether it's an Indian, a Honda, Suzuki, whatever it happens to be. And then they have Flat Out Fridays and Mama Tried, and so I got Warren and Scott here with me. First of all, guys, thanks so much for joining us. You want to give a plug out to the restaurants while you're here?
No, we don't have to do that.
Okay.
Thanks
for having us.
So let's
talk about that Flat Out Friday, because the first time I went, it was just cool, you know? Now it's blown up. Now it's a big deal. I mean, people are like coming from all over to see this thing, and riders are coming from everywhere to participate.
Yeah, it sells out. We sell out riders, rider slots, racer slots. Like, they go just like that. So after we announce sign up, it's usually about 48 to 72 hours. We're all filled up, every class.
So, Warren, explain for those that are listening exactly what it is, if people don't know what the Flat Out Friday and the Mama Tried is.
Yeah, Flat Out Friday is an indoor flat track race. We throw down some Dr. Pepper syrup, nice sticky syrup, to create a track.
People freak out when they hear that.
Yeah,
they're like, really?
We ride really fast in a circle. That's basically the gist of it.
So for those that don't know, it takes place at the UWM Panther Arena in downtown Milwaukee, and it's going to be during the Harley-Davidson 115th weekend. That's going to take place on that Friday night. So how did this start? First of all, why is it called Mama Tried?
Mama Tried Show started 5 years ago, and Warren and I were just talking about motorcycle shows and how we didn't really like the format of most motorcycle shows and wanted to do our own, just our own take on what we liked, which is a lot of race bikes who don't really get the attention that they deserve in like a motorcycle show format.
Yeah.
And then kind of 60s and 70s style choppers.
Okay.
Stuff like that. So we decided to do one instead of doing it in the summer, when everybody's summer is so packed with events and family activities and weekends, and we decided to do it in the middle of winter in February.
Yep.
When there's not a whole lot going on, and most of the guys in the Midwest are working on bikes, they're
Cabin
putting stuff
fever.
Together for the summer.
Yeah.
And so we decided to have a show at that time, and it kind of took off.
It did. It's because you guys just did it this past February. You had the Rave,
yep.
Which was filled with classic and custom bikes. And
yep.
I mean, how did that go? Because to me, it was fantastic. It was every eclectic biker that's ever been born. Young, old, you know, hipster,
yep.
You know, doofus, whatever. Yep. Everybody came out to see the bikes.
It's great. The idea is to bring like-minded individuals into the same building or in the same place that wouldn't normally hang out. Everybody likes motorcycles, but there's different genres. It's like in high school, you know, different cliques. So we try to mix them all up and get them talking and get them inspired. Like, race guy next year brings a chopper guy next year brings a race bike kind of scenario.
It was interesting because you saw everybody from the high-end banker, kind of the guy that's always had the biker in him but just has a different job. And then you had the guy with a beard down past his knees that is dirty and grungy and, you know, works as a day laborer somewhere. But everybody came together for that thing. It was amazing. So the Mama Tried, that's the bike event. And then you get into this Flat Out Friday. Now, from what I understand, because my buddy Dave Hawk, who was with Beachwood Sales and Service and Budweiser and such, he calls and says, hey, we got an event. and we're going to do an experience with you. And I'm just glad to be a part of it. But he says, we got to do it with you and the new bride, because I just got married. He says, so it's one of the first official appearances for Mr. and Mrs. Michaels. Right. But we're going to get – you don't get a chance to stand inside the track.
Nope.
It's the best place to watch it.
Really?
Really, it's just – watching it from the stands is an experience in itself. Watching it from the center of the track when you're a foot away.
Yeah, you're seeing the rider's eyeballs as they're focused on what they're about to do or not do.
I'm looking forward to Dr. Pepper in my face. That's, that's what I'm looking forward to. So the thing for listeners and for those of you that are out there, we are eventually – now this announcement is going to come next week as far as the official details, but we're giving away the experience. In Budweiser, Bud Light, Budweiser, the official sponsor there, is going to give away the experience. So somebody listening to this program today that's going to end up texting in is going to win the VIP experience to come with myself and Sherry, some of the people from Budweiser. We're going to be the only ones allowed inside the track, and we get to watch the race inside the track.
That's right. The only people that are allowed inside the track are the race officials, the corner workers, the starting people, a couple of photographers, but that's it. No civilians get to go inside, but you
guys will. So we get to go inside. Now, we're going to have to wear, like, football helmets and stuff just in case or anything like that.
That would be your choice.
Yeah, that'd be your call, yeah. I think you'll be okay.
Okay, because I look like a doofus. My head's big enough. I don't need anything bigger on it.
Well, the radio can't see us either. So
I understand that. So, again, for those that don't know, it's Flat Out Friday. It's going to be taking place at the UWM Panther Arena. Are tickets on sale for this thing already?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it's on August 31st. Tickets are on sale at the Panther Arena box office. I think they're start at $15.
Something like that, depending on where you're sitting.
Yeah, but with fees. But it's I think there's a $15 ticket. That's the cheapest.
Okay. That weekend is always cool. Everybody starts rolling into town on Wednesday. The events begin on Thursday. And everybody's out riding and shopping and looking at all the leathers. But if you're going to gather someplace that Friday night, downtown Milwaukee, and there's going to be tons of motorcycle parking down there.
It's going to be baller. I mean, I think the motorcycle scene outside of it is going to be great. There's going to be bands.
A little bit of block party.
Yeah, there's going to be a block party starting at 4 o'clock.
That's awesome.
The doors are at 5, so you can come in and see the warm-ups and the heat races, and then the show starts at 7.
Now, how many racers will you have throughout the evening?
I think there's 250 racers signed
Really?
Up. Yeah. So there's about 12 different classes. Everything from the pros with a big pro purse to what we call goofball or inappropriate class, where guys are bringing baggers and choppers out there to try to race each other.
Okay.
Full start mini bikes, Briggs and Stratton motors.
I was going to say, it's almost like rat bikes are running around out there, right?
Yep, you get a little bit of everything.
We got to bring something for the crowd. You can't just watch everybody go in a circle for hours. You know, you have to bring some excitement, some different people.
So you get some, you get the little kids, you get the, there's a women's class, there's a open vintage, open amateur, there's a brakeless class, which Warren and I race in.
And brakeless, for those that don't know, means you're racing with no brakes.
No brakes. Correct. Yeah. On old motorcycles, old handshift motorcycles. Yeah. So.
Oh, man. How fast do you go? Do you know?
The pros, I think, at the end of the straightaway, they're probably around 60, 70 when they're hitting the corner.
Holy God,
and it's
really?
It's not that big of a track. So they're
you're talking basically a hockey rink.
Yes.
You're racing in a
hockey rink. It's like ice racing without the ice. So it's... They're sliding, but they're getting a lot of traction also.
It's amazing
watching what they can do on it.
Yeah.
So watch these guys adapt. And the females, too. Everybody's going really fast. Everyone really knows what they're doing. They're professionals.
Okay.
Yeah. Except for the guys on the backers.
So the date, again, is that Friday of Labor Day weekend, which is August 31st.
Yep.
It's going to be taking place at the UWM Panther Arena. More details to come probably, a week from today, right?
Yeah.
Is when all the official announcements go out.
Yep.
But we've been invited, to myself, the new missus. It's one of our first public appearances together, I guess, as a couple. You can come with us.
I love it.
And hang out with us inside the track. Take some Dr. Pepper in the face. I promise if I have to, I'll give you my football helmet for you and your friends that make it with us. And then we're going to go down and watch this. It's coming up. If you want more information, go to uwpantherarena.com,
flatoutfriday.com.
Or flatoutfriday.com.
Yep.
And you can buy tickets there. Guys, Warren, Scott, man, appreciate it so much. And
thanks for having us.
I got to get over to your restaurant.
All right. Well,
it's down the street, and I feel ashamed saying it. Yeah. It opened up, and everybody's like, oh, my God, you got to go. And I haven't had a chance to walk through the door yet. And
it's not going anywhere.
No. It's the reviews are great, though.
Thanks.
Are fantastic. Good stuff. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We are broadcasting live out here at the Budweiser Pavilion in the Goose Island Ale House. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
program. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day today. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us, and we are broadcasting live from the Goose Island Ale House here near the Budweiser Pavilion. And if you want to stop by the Wisconsin State Fair and say hello, that's where you can find us. We're across from the Cream Puff Pavilion and the main square, the main mall out there where the fountain is, and just north of the Expo Center. And thanks to Warren and Scott from Mama Tried and Flat Out Friday. Just go to mamatried.com to get those tickets. It is, what a neat experience. I have seen this a couple of times, and it is, if you're a motorcycle enthusiast or maybe a race enthusiast, you're thinking to yourself, how are they racing inside an arena? But it is really cool. And they're not kidding. They drop down a bunch of the syrup from Dr. Pepper, and that's what creates the stickiness for the track for these guys to race, these men and women to race on. So it gives them traction inside, and that's kind of how they do it. And then they just go 60 miles an hour around basically a hockey arena. And now they're not on the ice. They're on the floor. But other than the race officials and photographers, nobody has ever been allowed to view this and sit there inside the track. And when they came to me, when Budweiser came to me and said, hey, we want to do this experience, and we want to put you and, kind of the missus inside the track, and we want to put some people with you and with some of our Budweiser people, would you be willing to be a part of this? We're like, hell yeah, that sounds awesome. So it's myself and Sherry, and then some people from Budweiser, and then you, possibly you, because they're going to make all the detailed announcements coming up a week from today. Next Thursday, they're going to be announcing this on the program and giving you all the details and the text number, and it sounds like it's going to be just a lot of fun. I'm really, really fired up. Really fired up about this. It looks like it's going to be, it looks like it's going to really be a cool event, for lack of a better term, just a cool event. 855-830-8648. This one is from Brett, and listening to us in Eau Claire, says, I'm keeping an eye on the backup tackles, Murphy, Spriggs, and Bell tonight. See who really shines. That Brett from Eau Claire, when you talk about the Packers game this evening taking on the Tennessee Titans. Also, Brad says, I'm curious to see how Jair Alexander and Josh Jackson look. That's our buddy Brad listening to us in Sturgeon Bay. Jimmy writes in the Wendy's email inbox, let's see how Spriggs and Bulaga look. Do you think Bulaga's going to play? I don't think Bulaga's going to play. I could be wrong, but I think it's a little early to all of a sudden throw him into a game situation. I don't think Bulaga's going to play. Just my thought. I haven't really read anything officially yet, to be honest with you, but I'm thinking to myself that Bulaga's probably not going to play in this one. This is from Steve in Richfield. He says, happy football season. For the game tonight, I personally will be watching the second defensive year players, especially King, if he plays, Montrevious Adams and Vince Beagle. It's going to be very interesting to see if Beagle can make the jump that he needs to and if Adams can show up like he did at least a couple of weeks in practice. On offense, I'm interested in St. Brown and the duel between Huntley and Kaiser. Huntley and Kaiser also want to see the new punter, J.K. Scott, in a live game situation. This one is from Tom, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox, speaking of J.K. Scott, is he really all that? This is a guy that can flip the field and give the Packers a real possession advantage. It's just another aspect of the game that we tend to forget about when you have a mediocre punter. I agree. I mean, one of the biggest weapons, you go back years and years, and I've talked about this, we were kind of comparing him yesterday to a Reggie Roby. Now, he doesn't have the same thickness and body build that a Reggie Roby does, but the same flexibility that Reggie Roby had years ago when he punted for Miami. And one of the things about Reggie Roby was the guy boomed at 60 yards and had an unbelievable hang time every time he ended up taking the field. So you could take chances deep in your own territory, because if you could get Reggie Roby to boom it out of your territory, he could flip the field for you. Well, Joe, how you doing, buddy? You want to come over? Come on over. Come on over. Come around. It's glass. You look like a gerbil caught in a maze, for God's sakes. Our buddy Wojo from the Milwaukee Admirals walking over. Here, sit down for a second. Take this. There you go. Take that. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's the ferret. I mean, how can it not be great?
How are the Milwaukee Admirals doing?
You know what? It's been a great summer. Working hard, making some things happen. It's all in all, it's really been fun. You know,
you got coaching changes. You got all kinds of things happening over there.
You know, they signed some players. Yeah, we get some coaching changes. Really an incredible outlook for this year.
We were just talking about the Flat Out Friday coming to the UWM Panther Arena. We tend to forget every now and then that the Admirals play there, which is fantastic. I mean, I went to a couple of games last year with the kids, and you're up close, you're personal. I mean, it's for when people got so upset that suddenly the Bucks were not going to invite you into their arena, you guys have made the most of it and beyond over at the UWM Panther Arena.
Absolutely, and I will tell you, nobody's a bigger Bradley Center guy than myself, having, you know, been part of the building of it, you know, with the Pettits being part of that whole thing, us being owned by the Pettits, and nobody was a bigger Bradley Center guy than me. And you know, and are we going to miss that building after it's torn down? Absolutely, but to make the home that we've made, under Harrison and John's leadership, to make the home at the Panther Arena the way we have, some of the refurbishing the bathrooms and making it our home. Making it a great place to enjoy a game.
I'm going to ask you this. Bradley Center, top two or three memories out of the Bradley Center?
Well, obviously, we didn't win the championship in the Bradley Center, but we came back to celebrate the championship at the Bradley Center. Still one of the most incredible things
ever. And that's winning the Calder Cup.
Yeah, winning the Calder Cup, absolutely. That was huge. Other than that, the night I brought in Tiny Tim, I think everybody thought I was I think everybody thought I was crazy, and I brought Tiny Tim in for a playoff game.
I remember that.
It was huge. I mean, it wasn't that we were the lead story on the sports, but we were the lead story on the news.
Yeah.
You know, everybody remembered the Miss Vicky thing and all right. The other things, and of course, all the millennials and everybody that listened to your show are going, "Who's that?" But Tiny yeah. Tim was an icon. The Village People. I mean, I look at it a lot from the promotional side.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the great things we did.
You guys have done a lot with Seinfeld over the years, too. Oh, we've had a lot of great guests.
Salute to Seinfelds and just all the crazy stuff. You know, it's been fun. And not taking ourselves too seriously.
Yeah.
You know, that's been the big thing.
Always some of the coolest bobbleheads yep. have come out of the Milwaukee Admirals.
My live prostate exam. Yeah. I mean, I will tell you, it was still to this. And if, a lot of people say you should write a book, et cetera, and I always laugh about it, but one of the most gratifying experiences I ever had, and you've had those over the years with all the great causes you've been tied to, but to have a live prostate exam and have people stop me on the street and have people write letters saying, "You saved my husband's life." Right. He hadn't been to a doctor in 22 years.
Yeah.
And he went, he found out he had 90% blockage in his heart. Right. He had prostate issues. He had all kinds of stuff. But, I mean, I literally was credited with a half a dozen guys that are alive today because I did something stupid enough by having a prostate exam at a hockey game. So, I mean, it's just, a lot of those things. I mean, I look back at the years and just really, it's been phenomenal.
There's a few people that are running around Milwaukee and in Wisconsin that have like an insight into the Bradley Center. You would be one of them. I mean, they've had so many great concerts, so many different events, everything from bull riding to ice skating to basketball to hockey. They've had the Frozen Four that was there. When the Badgers were in it. I mean, they had so much over there. And people tend to forget. They just look at the Bradley Center and go, an antiseptic building that they're tearing down for this big new building. But there really was a lot of history there. Even though we didn't have a ton of basketball championships there, there's still Marquette's run when Tom Crean was here. There's a lot there.
Oh, there is. There's no question. And people forget a lot of the things that we would never have ever gotten to see here in Milwaukee happened because of the Bradley
NCAA
Center.
NCAA tournament
people,
action.
People talk about, the whole management group and some of the finest people you're ever going to meet came in from Syracuse, and those people loved NCAA basketball tournaments.
Yeah.
I mean, they pitched for them every year when they were at Syracuse.
Yeah.
Every year there seemed to be something going on.
Right.
And that first thing they said, we're going to have NCAA tournaments here. And, so think of all the great NCAA action. Think about the Frozen. Think of the Badgers win in the Frozen Four.
Right.
I mean, how exciting was that? I mean, when the building first opened, people that got to see Badger hockey and that Badger hockey showdown every year at Christmas time.
Right.
I mean, the amount of things, a lot shows that people never would have ever seen. I mean, because they wouldn't play buildings that were that.
I mean, everything from what Bon Jovi to Garth Brooks to Cher. You name any big star, at one point or another, they crossed paths.
Absolutely.
Now, granted, the shows eventually outgrew some of what the Bradley Center could do, but every major star at one point or another has come to the Bradley Center.
Every major building. A shelf life on a building these days, I'm convinced, is right around 20 years.
Right.
I mean, everyone's looking to replace their building in 20 years. And, and all the accoutrements and all the extra, perks that a building possess go out of date as quickly. The day the Bucks' new arena opens, there'll be a new latest and greatest that they don't have in that building. I mean, because that's just the way. It's like buying a computer or an iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, the day it opens, there's something a latest and greatest that's being
next year
concepted
you're get,
somewhere
yeah,
else.
Next year, the new model
and,
is better.
And that's why I take my hats off to the people at Miller Park. they built that building with the ability to do different things and change the footprint and make things different. So they have something new to market every single year.
Right.
You know, you've got this, and we've got that, and we've changed this up, and it makes it attractive to the fans.
I know that the Bucks are down the street, and there's going to be that kind of hole in the middle for a little while, but creating that district and creating that zone, are you going to see a trickle-off effect? I mean, because you guys will have some games that will interact on the same night down there. But do you just creating that buzz downtown again, does
yes.
that bring more people into your action?
I will tell you, and with the movement back downtown and more businesses bringing their headquarters back downtown, downtown is going to be turning back into something, and it's going to be going to be an exciting time to be in the business downtown.
That's one of the things. I mean, I know it's bittersweet because you guys really wanted to remain in a big building, and it's bittersweet. But for what's going on in downtown Milwaukee, for those that are so against sports taxes and teams and such, and I understand it. It's a very touchy issue because nobody wants to see a tax raised or any free money given. But when you're talking about the revitalization of a downtown and then the income and then the tax base and the infrastructure, it does nothing but benefit a community, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it'll make it for years to come. I mean, you know, I just remember back in John Greenberg tells me the struggles that happened to build Miller Park. You know,
oh, yeah.
And the fact that – and I'm sure there's very few people out there today that are going – oh, I wish they never would have built Miller Park. I mean, come on. You know what? It's been a great asset for the community.
Well, it's like the renovation of Lambeau Field.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be – if it doesn't affect you personally, you don't want it to touch your pocketbook. And, you know, there are some people – you know, you and I live in a bubble. We love – we're sports guys. We love entertainment. We want a concert. Yep. We want to go to a show. We want to do this. And you know, therefore, yeah, maybe we pay the extra ticket tax that of course, the surcharge that they're going to have on tickets in there to help pay back some of this stuff. But that's a whole different story.
But I think we also understand that if you got the tax base and for what they're bringing in, you know, say a police department in Oostburg needs a new canine unit, suddenly there's a little bit extra money to bring in a trained police dog. And you may not notice the big things, but it could be the little things within your community that you could gain.
And the community. I mean, like last night, the Blue Ribbon Auction. I mean, it was great. The Bucks were involved in the Blue Ribbon Auction last night.
Yeah.
The Admirals were involved in the Governor's Livestock Auction last night. It's great to see the success and things going as well as they're going for the Bucks organization. And you know, wish them all the luck in the new building.
Yeah.
But the fact that the sports teams in this town, the Admirals, the Bucks, the Brewers, I mean, the Packers, we all give back to the community.
Right.
The community is first and foremost in our mind.
Good stuff, man. Good to see you. Just out here hanging out, or just come over here to wave to me?
Well, I'm the president of the foundation, and I'm out here, the State Fair Foundation. So I'm out here quite a bit. And
I see you out here all the time. I just figured you bought a house out here somewhere.
Bill, I've missed four days of the State Fair in 37 years.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah. Tour. I was out of town. I was in Cape Cod for a couple days on a vacation.
Yeah.
And two others were league meetings.
Really?
Other than that, I've been out on the grounds every single day.
Just out mingling around.
Years. Just, you know what?
Okay. You and Roscoe, because I see him every day in the parade.
Just kissing hands, shaking babies, having a good time.
Shaking babies or kissing?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, you know how that works.
So, in other words, don't let Wojo near your kid.
You know
just
how that
walk
works.
Up and shake the hell out of your kid.
You know how that
Give
works,
me a
pal.
Big slurp on the face and walk away.
Exactly. Exactly.
Good stuff seeing you, my
Thanks.
Friend.
Appreciate it. Great seeing you. Thanks.
There you go. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back right after this with the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
To the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day today. We are broadcasting live out here at the Wisconsin State Fair. That's where you can find us. If you want to come by and say hello, please feel free to do so. Here at the Budweiser Pavilion, also at the Goose Island Ale House, we've got the Cream Puff Pavilion across from us, and there's so many ways that you can come by and say hello and a look in. You can come over and get something to drink, all kinds of good stuff. All kinds of good stuff. The Packers taking on the Tennessee Titans tonight. The Brewers getting ready to take on the San Diego Padres. The rubber game. The rubber match of that three-game series. coming up. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, feel free to do so. What are you looking for in tonight's ball game? What do you got coming up? What are you looking for in tonight's ball game? As far as Aaron Rodgers not playing, I want to get into that a little bit because there were some people that said, well, you'd like to see Aaron Rodgers get going. Let me ask you this. Do you have a problem with Aaron Rodgers not playing in this ball game tonight? Do you have a problem with Aaron Rodgers not playing in this ball game tonight? 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Marshfield Clinic Health System. Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, they are trying to take care of you the best they can. As far as Care My Way goes, call them 844-CARE-WAY. That's 844-CARE-WAY. All you have to do for the Marshfield Clinic Health System, all you have to do is give them a buzz. 844-CARE-WAY. Maybe they can get your prescription sent to a pharmacy near you right over the phone. And if they can't help you, they don't charge you. It's that simple. It's a great way to go. 844-CARE-WAY. That's 844-CARE-WAY. Give them a shout. That's Marshfield Clinic. Are you okay with Aaron Rodgers not playing in tonight's ballgame? It's that simple. Are you okay with Aaron Rodgers not playing in tonight's ballgame? Yes or no? A lot of people nodding their head. A lot of people out there saying that Aaron Rodgers and this offense, since Aaron Rodgers really didn't play last year, he ended up getting hurt and ended up kind of on the sideline for the remainder of the season, needs to get on the same page. Look, I'm of the belief that you don't really have to go out and get Aaron Rodgers out on the same page until maybe the third preseason game. The third preseason game. 855-830-8648. As far as looking for tonight, Dwayne says, our running game and defense. Can't wait to see some of the pass rush and what kind of scheme Pettin has. I'm not sure all the secrets are going to be on display, but I hope we get a little taste of what the regular season will become. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Do you have a problem with Aaron Rodgers not playing in tonight's game? And also, in addition to that, what are you looking for in tonight's ballgame as the Packers get set to take on the Tennessee Titans? Don't forget, coming up a little bit later on today, for those that missed it yesterday, a terrific interview. We sat down and chatted yesterday with Jerry Kramer, the Hall of Famer, as we get you ready for Packers and Titans coming up tonight. The Hall of Famer, Jerry Kramer. You're going to hear that interview from yesterday. Also, Dave Schrader from WBAY-TV in Green Bay is going to join us coming up a little bit later on, about 45 minutes from now. He'll be joining us as well. We have some buy or sell coming up tonight. We'll get into that discussion as well. But Aaron Rodgers not playing in tonight's ballgame. And some people, like Jim writes in the Wendy's email inbox, Aaron Rodgers needs to get on the same page with his wide receivers. Yes, Devontae Adams and company probably won't play the starters, but the young guys need to contribute. Therefore, Aaron has to be the leader and show them the way it's done. Jim, he only has to be a leader in practice, and as far as showing them the way it's done, I think they need to earn his trust. And I'll be honest with you, if you're not going to be out there with David Bakhtiari and Brian Bulaga, and you're not going to be out there with your full complement of offensive line, I don't think I'm playing Aaron Rodgers. Just my thoughts. I don't think I'm playing Aaron Rodgers. I don't want him running around out there with a backup offensive line hoping that he doesn't get hit. So take that into consideration. Yes, I agree with you that the offense needs to get in sync. I agree with you that the offense needs to get on the same page, and I agree with you that you want to see this thing come out firing on all cylinders game one against the Chicago Bears. But I'm not going to risk health early on in an exhibition season I don't want to say the makeshift, but a less than fortified offensive line. Just my take on it. This one is from Jerry. Jerry writes, no problem with Aaron Rodgers sitting. If he wants to sit the entire preseason, he has nothing to prove. We know what he can do. We know this offense usually starts out a little bit slow, and the defense has to pick us up. We're relying on the defense early on against Mitch Trubisky to confuse him and make him pay, and we believe Aaron Rodgers will be good. I'm fine. That's from Jerry. Jerry, appreciate the email. 855-830-8648 if you want to chime in. That's what we're here for. This one is from Mark that says, no evidence that says you get better in the exhibition season in preparing for the regular season. Only if you're a rookie and you're finally seeing live bullets. I hate using that terminology, but I'll use it anyway because that's written in the email. He goes on to say, I think that the young guys are going to get a full dose of what it's like to be an NFL football player, and that will wake them up if they haven't been woken up already. Aaron Rodgers just needs to handle the clipboard and watch this one from the sideline. 855-830-8648. Jacob says, love the Wisconsin State Fair. If you're going to be out there tomorrow, we'll probably see you. We will be out here tomorrow recapping tonight's ball game. Then he goes on to say, no reason for Aaron Rodgers to play in this ball game. Keep him fresh for the regular season. We don't go anywhere without him. Patrick writes, I'd love to see Aaron Rodgers play tonight, but then again, I'm a season ticket holder. I'm paying to see Aaron Rodgers play. That aside, no reason to play. See, I think that's where some people begin to fall. If you're going to pay for tickets, you're going to like, all right, we're going to go see Aaron Rodgers play. And it's not tickets that you normally would get. And then you find out he's not playing. Yes, it can be a little bit disappointing. And you understand it. But in the grand scheme of things, you keep Aaron Rodgers upright. And, you know, it's all about Aaron Rodgers playing and playing well through the regular season, not just the preseason. What else do we have here for you? Man, everything's running slow. Absolutely not, says Jacob. Don't want to see him out there. Jay Zilla says, I want to see what Kaiser looks like in the preseason and see if he can be flipped for an early turnaround, maybe something for next season. Are you talking about a trade? Is that what you're going through? Kirk says, absolutely not. He gets paid to play football. The message he is sending to his teammates is that I'm too good to play. You want to yell at your wide receivers in practice. How about getting your butt on the field and playing? Favre would play, no doubt about it. Are we still comparing the Brett Favre-Aaron Rodgers thing? Is that where we're still at in all of this? I mean, do you really want to see Aaron Rodgers play in comparison to Brett Favre? Brett Favre, I don't know how many preseason games he sat out of. But I know there was times that Brett went in, played a series, and then got out. Maybe handed the ball off two or three times, and that was the extent of it. Favre always wanted to play because Favre was afraid of losing his job. I mean, Favre said that. They'll say, why were you the Iron Man? Why did you always insist on playing? Well, because he was afraid of losing his job. I mean, that's how he got his job. He got it when Don Majkowski went down. So Favre had a little bit different motivation. And let's be honest, there's nobody behind Aaron Rodgers right now that's pressing him for his job. And, yes, I think Aaron Rodgers has earned the right to say, hey, I'm one of the best players in all of football, and this is the way I did it. I ran the practice squad as if we were playing in the Super Bowl, and all I wanted to do was beat the starters defensively. When I was running that scout team, that's what we did. So if he's going to give the effort on the scout team, he certainly expects the other guys to give the effort on the scout team. I don't think he has to go out and prove himself in an exhibition game to say, you know, hey, look at me. I could be wrong. There's obviously a difference of opinion here, but I don't think. I don't think so. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Want to say hi to Rich, too. Rich and his wife from Wausau, they came down and said hi, posted a picture on Facebook we took together. Glad to see them. Thanks for stopping by the Ale House here, the Goose Island Ale House, right next to the Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair. Tonight, you have got the toys are on the stage starting at 7 o'clock. So if you're coming out here, you can watch the game. You can check out the toys. You can get some good music, good food, and a lot of sports on the TVs. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show live out here at the Wisconsin State Fair right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a Radisson Hotel and Conference Center Green and Gold Training Camp Update, presented by Robert Hack Diamonds. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Titans tonight here at Lambeau Field. Kickoff 7 o'clock. It's our first look at Mike Pettine's new defense for the Packers. Now, Pettine says expect to see more corner and safety blitzes this season to pressure the quarterback.
You can't line up and just rush your down four and drop your seven and bring the traditional guys on pressures. I mean, that's way too cookie cutter. I mean, I like to put stress on an offense as far as identifying who the rushers are going to be. When the guys do it, they usually enjoy it. Those little guys like rushing the passer as long as they don't get squared up by those offensive linemen.
A year ago this week, third-round pick defensive lineman Montravius Adams was headed for surgery for a foot injury. It cost him most of his rookie season. Now in camp, the 6'4", 300-pound defensive lineman has tossed guards to the ground when he's been double-teamed, but number 90 says his speed after the snap is what's important.
The main thing will be my get-off. I mean, that's what I praise myself on. That's what people always talk about, but just my quick twitch to get off the ball and just the work, different variety of pass rush moves.
At inside linebacker, look for rookie Oren Burke and Ahmad Thomas, filling the role left vacant by Jake Ryan. But starter Blake Martinez told me he's been impressed with number 58, linebacker Greer Martini.
Greer is I think one of the hardest working guys I've seen in a while. Just making sure he makes the corrections right when they make it in the meeting room. Hey, make sure we don't do this. He's the guy that's going to make sure the next practice it's corrected. He was behind me on the depth chart for special teams and stuff, and I was like, hey, I'm going to get you right up in there, put him underneath my wing, and make sure he's ready to go.
How much does the front office value tonight's game? Mike McCarthy says it's a big night, especially for Brett Hundley and DeShone Kizer at quarterback.
This is really, when you look at preseason, this is when guys, you know, have a chance to make a team, increase their value, you know, especially for quarterbacks, you know, especially when you're playing behind Aaron Rodgers, you know, because the goal is for you not to play all year, and these opportunities are so important for both those guys. Hopefully we take a step this week as we get ready for Tennessee.
From Lambeau Field in Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Always good to hear from Mike Clemens, giving us the reports up there in Green Bay, getting you ready for tonight's ball game between the Packers and the Tennessee Titans. Looking forward to seeing finally football and then this team hitting somebody else besides themselves and going through just kind of the pads and shorts at training camp. They only get so many padded practices where they get to beat on one another. So that being said, excited for tonight's ball game. I know there's a lot of people excited for the start of the season. Being smart about all of this, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Let's go to Rich listening to us in Madison. Rich, welcome to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. What's going on?
Hi, Bill. First off, congratulations on your wedding, and then all I'm going to say about that is I'm a very envious married man myself. So I don't think Rodgers should play at all till maybe the third game. Just my opinion. I'm not an expert on anything. There's always that risk-reward factor, and there's absolutely no reward for this. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he needs to do, and I'm sure the coaches know what he can do. Let everything play itself out in practice and get those reps in the third game and then go from there. But don't compare. I know you aren't. Some of these callers, you know, knuckleheads comparing them to the 5 days, that's just ridiculous. So that's my opinion. Don't play them tonight. Don't play them next week. Third game, okay. And give them hell.
There you go. There you go. Appreciate it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 48 and give us a shout, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, should Aaron Rodgers, do you feel like he should be playing tonight? Most people don't. There's a couple of people that said, let's not get into the argument of Favre versus Rodgers. It's a different day and age. Rodgers has had a couple of significant injuries. There's no reason to put him out there. That is from Coach. This was from Honey Steve. And Honey Steve says, I think that Aaron Rodgers playing tonight is a crazy idea. No reason to. This is also from a Number Fire, who says in the Wendy's email inbox, hey, guys, love listening to the program. I'll be out at the State Fair over the weekend. Hope to see you there. No reason to play Aaron Rodgers tonight. Chad says, no blanking way I want to see Aaron Rodgers playing in a game where he doesn't have his offensive line at full complement. And that's what we were talking about earlier, so you couldn't agree more. You don't want the offensive line to be kind of patchwork, so to speak, and a little bit unsure, and then throwing Aaron Rodgers back there. Even if he is just going back there and handing off a couple of times, you'd hate to see, you know, some rookie try to come around the edge and take down one of the better quarterbacks in all of football. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends over at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, also the official sponsor of our motorcycle ride, which has been taking place now. Our 11th annual coming up, as a matter of fact. Compliments of our friends at Bud Light. It benefits the Fisher House of Wisconsin. We are going to start out at Beechwood Sales and Service on Sunday, September 2nd. Go about 100 miles, end up at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson at 94 and 67 in Oconomowoc, and we're going to give away a motorcycle. We're going to give away prizes. We're going to give away all kinds of terrific stuff out there that day as well. They're going to have bands and food and beverages, and it's a great event. The Fisher House, by the way, a program, it's kind of a unique private-public partnership. It supports America's military in their time of need, their families as well. And they recognize the sacrifices that the men and women have made for us. So please come out and help us really grow this thing and continue to make it bigger and better each and every year. 348 motorcycles and riders last year, and we're looking to go about 400-plus this season. So if you can join us, if you can help us, go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. and get registered. And the only way to guarantee yourself the commemorative long sleeve tee that goes along with it each and every year with the different years on it is by registering ahead of time. And that is going to BillMichaelsSports.com. You can get registered right there on the events page. And again, it's Sunday, September 2nd. We are going to ride from Beechwood Sales and Service, which is Budweiser, down in New Berlin. We go about 100 miles. We end up at Harley-Davidson, Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc, and it's going to be a big party and a lot of fun and really, really looking forward to it. Brewers getting set to take on the San Diego Padres in the rubber match. We'll talk about that coming up. But after the top of the hour, stay tuned. Jerry Kramer, the Hall of Famer. If you didn't get a chance to hear him yesterday on the program, you are going to get a second shot at hearing him today. That interview is coming up after the top of the hour. We are broadcasting live out here at the Wisconsin State Fair and the Budweiser Pavilion, also the Goose Island Ale House. You've got more music today. The Toys are on the stage tonight. As a matter of fact, on the State Fair main stage, the Temptations and the Four Tops are on the stage tonight. So a lot of good stuff going on there as well. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.